This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Ria Jain, who's the founder and CEO of Namo Padmavati, an outsourcing company where they help small to medium-sized businesses with non-core activities. Ria, I am so excited to have you on the show. What time is it where you are right now?
I'm super excited to be here. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my
God. No problem. I was just so excited to chat with you. And I was like, it's okay, I can do at three, no problem.
Thank you. I'll make it up to you. Next time I'll wake up at three and I'll get on a call with you. But thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited. I'm excited to learn more about your company. But before we begin, tell me, what inspired you to start Namo Padmavati?
To be honest, I believe in this quote, which is, a necessity is mother of invention. And I never wanted to start a company. I never wanted to do anything that I'm doing right now, not even the 1/4. But, you know, life kind of pushed me. And that's why I'm right here in front of you. So basically, when I was 18 years old, my parents kind of got separated. And I was kind of the only breadwinner of the family. You know, and that is the reason I had to kind of start something. And that is when I started working in a very fast growing SEO company for 2 years. And then I was like, I wanted to get rid of 9 to 5. And that's when I started Namo Padmavati. And it was completely unplanned. I was not hoping to start a company. I just wanted to, you know, just earn a little money and take care of my family. That was the goal. But eventually, when I saw the love, you know, my clients gave me, and the you know, and the excitement that I got when I used to, you know, deliver a work, that kind of led me to expand my company. And today we are a team of 12, and it's going good. It's going good.
That's amazing. And I love how you literally started because of a need to solve your own problem. You know, I started my company, my first company, I've started a few companies and sold them, but my marketing agency, which I started almost 6 years ago, I started because I hated my commute and I felt like I wasn't seeing my kids enough. And so I was like, you know, I know marketing and I can do it from anywhere, from a laptop, as long as I have my laptop. And my kids are at an age where they need mommy and they need me to drive them around. And so I started my company to be a better mom, really, you know, and be able to support my family without having to miss out on their childhood, right? And then the second company I started because of my migraines. It was crazy. But going back to starting the company, what were some of the, I guess, the amazing opportunities as well as the challenges
exactly
you faced?
Exactly. And, you know, as the saying goes, it is, you know, when there are hardships, it's a blessing in disguise, but there are very few people who kind of see through it. So that is what happened with me. And that is what happened with you. And that is why we are here talking with each other and kind of, you know, literally talking about our achievements, which I never thought I would, because I'm like 24 years old now and people say that you have done enough, but I know it's a long, long, long way to go.
Don't let the age fool you, whether you get older or younger. You know, I started my first startup, which was an e-commerce retail, direct-to-consumer retail store at 22. So wow. You know, and I still have the same passion. I love solving problems and I love helping people. And so, and I've been in many different industries. And I think when you have that, you have that urge to help people, you can succeed at anything, right? Like, because ultimately it's taking that mentality of, I want to help people and I want to do something that's good and true, right? And then everything ends up being successful. But let's talk a little bit more about Namo Padmavati. So you've got 12 people and you're 24 years old. That's pretty impressive. You started as an SEO company, and then now you're doing pretty much every activity but the core activities, right? So walk us through, what are some things that you're able to help small to medium-sized businesses with? What kind of do you guys do?
Sure. So I did not start it as an SEO company. I worked for an SEO company for 2 years, and then I realized that I wanted to kind of get rid of this 9-to-5 because that's not me. Because I love to wear my pajamas and work from, you know, where work whenever I am, I want to. But So Namo Padmavati focuses on the non-core activities for small to medium-sized business owners. So as you know, that if you know there's a new entrepreneur, they, you know, that person that might have a lot of hats of responsibilities like marketing, sales, you know, managing their CRMs, or it could be data entry, it could be finances. And when you are starting out, it is very difficult to kind of take care of everything, and you don't have that kind of budget to hire somebody locally and, you know, kind of assign that task to that person. So that is where I was like, you know what, I think this is an opportunity for me to kind of help business owners with the non-core activities, and it could be anything. Very recently, like I think 1 year ago, we also started providing marketing services to them. And I think that is what we are trying to do. We are just trying to take over all the non-core activities, and so that they can just focus on what is important and, you know, become better decision makers.
So speaking of all the different non-core activities, I can just imagine as an entrepreneur how many activities there are. And it's a lot of hats that we wear day to day. Let's talk about, you know, research, right? Competitive analysis and right. Or just literally keeping up with the trends or understanding, you know, what products are. There's just constant stuff that as an entrepreneur we have to keep up with, right? Not only to better what we're doing currently, but also be on the lookout with what's changing and how technology is molding and changing everything. How do you keep up with all the different types of things so that you're up to date with these specific expert matter projects, I guess, right? And then how do you sort of take on to take that off the client's plate?
So, you know, it depends. There are two types. Now, I am working with, let's say, 15 plus industries at the moment. I'm working with an e-commerce company, apparel and, you know, apparel and fashion. And then I'm working with robotics. So it is that different. And, you know, it becomes very easy when you kind of, you know, keep working for the, you know, I've been working for like last 6 years, and it becomes very easy when you're working every single day. You know, you automatically know what is an update in, let's say, HubSpot, what happened, what are the recent changes, or what is the new thing that HubSpot is providing. And then that becomes easy. It is more like an on-the-job training for us, where we are literally working every day, and that helps us to understand more. And then there's my go-to tool, which is YouTube. I learn as much as I can. And being an Indian, you know, Indians don't really want to spend a lot of money. They want to kind of access knowledge as much as they can for free. Right. So you should know this about Indians. And, you know, but when I talk to clients, I see that, you know what, Ria, we have spent thousands of dollars in purchasing this new course, and now I know that I don't have the bandwidth. That's why we are looking for people like you who can take over the activities. And I think that if you are good at, so, you know, you have to figure out as a business owner what you're really good at, and delegate the rest to others. Because don't just spend time in learning something new. You can just, you know, rather spend time in kind of improving your current skill set and get more better at that. So that is what I believe in. And, you know, just delegate. So delegate as much as possible, because you will have a lot of room for improvement in the, you know, in your current product or whatever you're very good at.
That's great advice. And a good example I could give you is, you know, we started recording our interviews via, you know, Zoom, and now we have a video version of it. And at one point I started doing small little tutorial courses, you know, where I'm able to teach my team internally. And because of the pandemic, I had to start training my team internally via videos, right? And so I started using Loom, where my face shows up on the corner, but I'm also step by step walking them through the process and training them how to do something so that I could delegate. And then I realized that a lot of our clients want to take marketing in-house, and they would ask me if I do corporate training or if I have any, you know, video tutorials that they could benefit from. And I started sharing some of the video tutorials with them, but I realized it's not really you know, professional, because it's just raw, the video, you know, where I just start out and I'm like, hey guys, today I'm going to teach you blah, blah, blah. There's no intro, there's no outro. And so then I was like, I'm going to hire a video editor to help me do this. And I went through probably 3-4 video editors, and they all came back with something that I just, even though I gave them examples, it was just not what I was looking for. And it frustrated me because I was like, I just wasted, like, you know, this much time on trying to tell them what I need. And then I, like, you know, and then I went on Canva and I figured out how to do my intro and outro in a matter of seconds, literally, like, okay, maybe 2 minutes. Yeah. And then I was like, so why do we need a video editor? Okay. So then my next thing was, how do I pass this on and delegate this to someone else? Because now I have my intro and outro. All I need is somebody to just constantly use the same intro and outro and go through my video, trim it a little bit. You know, it's like, it's not that hard with all the tools we have now. And so, you know, it's something like I constantly think of, how can I delegate to someone else or send it to someone else to do this for me so that I'm not sitting here and doing it. I don't mind doing the first one so that I'm showing someone else how to do it. But then the rest, I want it to be done automatically on an automated sort of system, right? Good. So yeah, so speaking of that, is that, like, when it comes to something like that, is that something you guys could help with? Especially if yes. A training video is being provided.
yes, of course. So, let's say we both use HubSpot, but you have a very different way of using it because, you know, you wanted to match with your requirements and everything. You just send me a Loom video and you forget about it. That's all. Because then for the next year, every day we'll be working at it, you know. You wouldn't believe, there was this very funny task that I was assigned with, which was, you know, just go on Facebook and wish people on their birthdays. You know, that was the task people assigned. And I respect that because it was the most easiest task of my life, different one. But, you know, see, these are the few things that I'm talking about. And then people are who, you know, kind of assign their email marketing strategies to us. So, you know, there's this, you know, so you can literally assign anything. And, you know, as I'm in India, the rates, you know, the dollar is, like, you know, a lot more than, you know, the rupee. So that's why we work for what, $6 to $7 per hour, which is very minimum for an entrepreneur in the US. So that is also, you know, it is pretty, like, cost effective that way.
That's the thing. When we first were starting out, you know, and I've started a few businesses. Yeah, most companies, most entrepreneurs start out bootstrapped. You know, they don't know what's working. So they end up testing a lot of things. And to hire an agency or to hire someone full-time, it's expensive. And a lot of times the reason why businesses fail is because they have all these expensive overheads that they can't just figure out how to, you know, balance out. And so if they can start out small and by outsourcing, I mean, I had a VA back in 2002 when I first started my e-commerce company. I remember, you know, reading a book and it had, like, this section about virtual assistants, and she was from Philippines and she stayed, actually she still is on and off with me here and there, but she's been with me for a very long time. And my point is that she gave me the ability to not only afford the help, but also the ability to learn how to kind of be more efficient, right? Because when you start working with other people who you're training and trying to tell them what to help you with, you start simplifying things. You know, like, I stop and I'm like, wait, I have 10 steps here. How can I make this 3 steps instead of 10 steps? Which before I might have never done. I might have just done the 10 steps. Let's talk a little bit about the opportunities of, you know, if our listeners are medium-sized businesses or small-sized businesses or even startups, how can they connect with you? Like, what are some ways that they could just, what would be the next step for them to start working with you, right? Like, would they come back to you and say, these are the areas I need help with? And then you could go back and say, okay, this is what I could do in these areas and this is how much I would charge.
I usually love to get on a brainstorming call with them where I literally talk about every possible thing that I can do according to your business. So let's say if you're in marketing agency, I can like literally say, you know what, I can help you with marketing reports. I can manage the campaigns. I can create campaigns for you. I can do the keyword research and all sort of things. And so it is more, you know, at times entrepreneurs don't realize what kind of help they can look for, you know? So I'm like, we get on a call, we talk about every possible thing that we can, you know, work together on, and we record the call, and then I send them a detailed report, you know, detailed email of what are the things I can help you with and how much time will it take. So I have got three types of packages. One is hourly, where you just pay me for, you know, the hours that I work. Second would be part-time, where I'm dedicatedly working 4 hours a day, which is $450 a month. And then it is full-time, where a person, you know, people also hire bulk, in bulk. So they're like, hey, Ria, I'm looking for 5 full-time virtual assistants. And I'm like, yo, here you go. You know, so that's how it is. And all the communications are taken care of by me. And there's no contract. You can literally fire us anytime you want. Yeah. We don't want that, but obviously it is what it is.
And that shows how good work ethics you have, the fact that you don't force people to stay in contracts. Yes. I don't do it either. Like, listen, if you're not growing, if you're not doing well,
exactly,
then I'm not doing well, because I'm a service-based business. You grow, I grow. It's just the way it is. And I want to do,
you know, it is just like a relationship. It is very sensitive. It is, you have to be super responsible. And if something goes south, then you have to accept that and you have to let it go. I can't bind you in a contract and be like, you have to be with me for the next 12 months, which is stupid, you know? And there's one more thing that we do, is that we don't take money if you don't like the work, because we are super quality centric, and we just want to make sure that at the end, I just want to be able to invite my client to my wedding. That is the goal.
That's amazing. I love that. You know, you're gonna go far at 24 to have that mindset. That's pretty incredible. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about was there one thing that you figured out that you think took your company to the next level?
Yes. The one thing that I figured out was change is important. You know, when I lost my first client, I was really upset for a week. And then I realized that no matter what happens, a company should keep going. You should keep going. No matter what, no matter the best you provide the best work, you know, and you know, at times there were times that, you know, one or two business owners, they never paid me, and I had to kind of pay from my own pockets to my team. So, you know, there will be times when things are going to go south, but you will have to keep moving. The changes are very important in life. And if, you know, the sooner you accept it, the better it is. So I think this lets me keep moving every single day. And yeah, so this is the most important part for me.
That's great. That's such a great thing for you to share with our listeners, because it's something that, you know, I feel like change is the only thing that's constant, right? Constant, I mean, it is, right? It's the only thing that's constant. And the minute you accept the fact that, hey, you're going to constantly have change in your life, whether it's good or bad, is just going to constantly happen, right? And then you're okay with it. You just go with the flow and you don't stress over the past. You don't stress over the future. You just kind of just do the best you can in the moment and go from there. Now, can we talk a little bit about your marketing services? I'm very interested, because as a marketing agency owner, you know, it's hard sometimes to, especially, you know, as an agency, our job is to grow our companies, right? And we constantly test and optimize and, you know, try to spend their money wisely, because they grow, we grow. Right. What are some things that you guys offer, and how do you help companies, brands, I guess, grow ultimately?
Sure. So the very first and the most bestseller service is LinkedIn organic lead generation. So I have been a B2B marketer for, you know, 1.5 years now. I'm slowly, so my sister has a fashion brand, so I'm slowly getting into B2C, but B2B has been my very first love. And just so you know, I did not go and learn and take certificates, but it's all because of how I started finding clients. So it is B2B lead generation that is first, where we help people organically find clients using, you know, content strategy. strategy and organic outreaches, and we use a lot of Sales Navigator. So that is one thing without any automation tools, that this is what we provide a lot. And right now I have about 20 clients and I'm managing about 20 LinkedIn accounts for them. So this is one thing that we do. I have got a content writer in-house. We build a content strategy. We do all the outreaches. We optimize your LinkedIn profile and all sort of things. We also provide LinkedIn marketing services where it's a paid marketing. And then next is Google Ads. So this is something that we love to kind of figure out, because for B2B, there are very few means that you can kind of excel. Social media is good. Facebook, Instagram is okay for branding, but if you really want to find a proper lead, you should either go to LinkedIn or Google Ads, or you should do some B2B influencer marketing. But so these are the top few things that we are right now working on. And I've got a team of experts. I've got a Google Ads specialist, I've got a Facebook specialist, I've got an Instagram specialist. So these are the few services that we are providing right now. And email marketing, I'm doing this for my own company. I'm managing a couple of other clients for whom we are doing drip marketing, drip campaigns, and using tools like Lemlist, Outreach Bin, and Woodpecker. And so yeah, our goal is to kind of reach their inbox with amazing email copies, so that way we get more leads. So yeah.
B2B, that's one of the hardest marketing.
Very hard.
B2B is extremely hard. So I give you lots of props for that. How can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to work with you?
I'm super active on LinkedIn. I am like always active, available on LinkedIn. So you can just hit me up there, or you can, reach out to me via my email, which is ria@namopadmavati.com, or it could be my LinkedIn, because I am, yeah. That's how it is.
And we'll have all the details in the show notes. But wow, yes. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for inspiring all the, hopefully, whoever's in their 20s listening, inspiring them to be entrepreneurs and lead a team like you, but also for helping people in such an awesome way. And B2B marketing is instrumental right now. I think it's one of the most needed, sought out marketing services. So I think you're definitely on the right track. And thank you so much for sharing so much with us today. I hope to have you back one day. Maybe you can share some of the tricks and tips that our listeners could use to generate more leads.
For sure. I would love that. We could have a complete session on just how to kind of generate leads, for sure. And thank you so much for inviting me here. I mean, I'm so inspired by you. I'm always inspired by women entrepreneurs. I'm so into it. Like, I love people who, don't give reasons and do something for themselves, despite of having kids and despite of having so many things in your life, you still kind of face it every day. And I respect you for that. Thank you so much for inspiring us.
Thank you. And it means a lot to me coming from you. So thank you. You're precisely the people that I want to impact and encourage to be entrepreneurs, become entrepreneurs, but also stay as an entrepreneur. Don't give up, because it's the best journey. You're changing so many lives. You're doing so much.
Yes. And yes, correct. Awesome. Please, please never, ever get into that 9-to-5 routine. No. That's not the entire life. Give it a shot. You might fail. You might, excel, but whatever it is, you will learn something new about yourself. You will unleash your true potential. So that's what it is.
Yes. But remember that you might end up working from 9 to 9, but it's okay. At least you can stop anytime you want, right?
That's exactly. And you can work in your pajamas. I understand. Yes. You're still here.
Well, thank you so much, Ria. Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.